2 of the interview with Dr. Arthur Upton. Is there anything else? Have I asked all the questions? And
I think you've asked them very well. I was just going to say that I think, given the constraints that we've had to deal with, the limited resources, really, in the period since the Health Science Center came into being, it has succeeded remarkably well. It has an excellent hospital, which is now recognized as providing top quality care, tertiary care, which is a very important resource to Long Island. The faculty contains scholars who have world stature in their respective fields, so that the university can be proud of the academicians that are present in the Health Science Center.
What about the clinical side?
The clinic, as I say, I think the hospital is an excellent institution. I'm not sure that it has grown as rapidly or as large as people had imagined that it would or should. But
they've got around 450 beds.
Yes.
In operation.
That's probably a minimum for a full-scale teaching hospital, to have the strengths one needs in all of the different disciplines. But I think we're seeing in medicine today a very serious question about priorities, the economics of healthcare are posing formidable problems to society, and it's not astonishing that an institution that's really come into being only in the last 20 years should find itself limited in the rapidity with which it can grow. That it's grown as well, it seems to me, is an enormous credit to the people who have responsibility for it.
Do you know anything about the hospital at Buffalo? I mean, the Health Sciences Center at Buffalo?
I don't know it in great detail.
Compare the two, by chance.
I think that if one were to stand off and try to rank Stony Brook and Buffalo, it would be my impression that in terms of federal research grant support, which is a measure of the scholarly activity in a place, Stony Brook would excel. But if one were to look at membership and prestigious academies or professional leadership in professional societies, that Stony Brook would excel. Buffalo is a good school, but I don't think, in my impression, that very few people in the country would rank Buffalo as one of the first-rate medical schools in the country. Not one of the top schools. Stony Brook, I think, as I mentioned earlier, is now seen as one of the schools in the top 20 or 30.
Anything else that occurs to you? Where do you think Stony Brook should go from here? Do you have any feelings about?
Well, I think that we are witnessing today an explosive proliferation of new information. The science of medicine is really in its infancy. Up until very recently, medicine was more of an art than a science.
That part still remains.
The art is very important. The physician deals with fellow human beings, and the capacity to relate to other people, to reach out and touch, to understand, to minister to another human being is more of an art than a science. One has to be born with a certain sensitivity to begin with, and compassion. But above and beyond that, the science of medicine is growing to beat the band. And I think that, as Ed Pellegrino envisaged, the medicine of the future really needs to involve an input, strong participation from all branches of science, ideally from all university disciplines. Stony Brook has the capacity to develop in a way that allows this to happen. The integration of disciplines can occur there. And I think that one should strive to make that happen there. The school is new enough. Traditions are not cast in concrete in a way that may be true in other more established institutions. So it would be my hope that the people who can lead their colleagues at Stony Brook and can shape the future there would make it possible for an integration to take place.
That's the thinking of the Muir Commission report.
Well, it still seems to me very. It seems to me very prescient.
Yes.
And very, very, very valid today.
We haven't mentioned psychiatry.
Psychiatry is. You know, we've mentioned the neurosciences in relationship to the wishes of the colleagues whom you knew, but no. I think that. Psychiatry is perhaps one of the latest of the medical disciplines to become really scientific. The field of neurobiology is changing that very rapidly. It's all the more important, therefore, that psychiatry not be allowed to lag behind.
Right. It's important that the psychiatrists realize that there's another dimension other than the clinical observation.
Absolutely.
A lot of them that don't seem to take that in.
Well, psychiatry, of course, has been powerfully influenced by Freudian thought. And for me, it's difficult to reconcile Freudian ideas with molecular notions, with neurobiology. There are different cultures. But as you point out, I think the best academic psychiatrists today recognize that these two cultures each have their place and have to be married as best one can. One wants, ultimately, to find a way to reconcile and integrate the lessons, the concepts, the principles that flow out of both approaches to the field. And again, I think that can and should happen. Stony Brook is a good place for it to happen.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think I've run out of questions or ideas.
Well, it's been a fascinating interview. I'm delighted to have a chance to look back and to recall what for me was a very, very happy and exciting time.
Good. Good. Well, it was nice of you to see me.
Delighted.
I appreciate it very much.